Welcome, citizens. I'm your host, Allie Grauer, and this is Warda. This audio episode of Warda Curiosities is pulled from the weekly live stream we host on the One Shot Podcast Network's Twitch stream. The One Shot Podcast Network is home to many fantastic podcasts and live stream shenanigans, including the One Shot Podcast, Campaign, Adventure, Backstory, and more. If you haven't already, visit welcometowarda.com to explore on your own. If you enjoy what you've heard so far, please consider leaving us a rating and a review on iTunes. Even if you aren't listening through iTunes, leaving us this review helps boost our visibility on searches for other people looking to listen to a new podcast. It means a lot to us, so take a few moments to do so if you haven't already. And thanks. And now, back to Warda.
Beautiful,
hey
guys.
Guys, I have stuff to say.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, buddy?
There's guys hiring me.
You're getting hired?
No, not yet, but maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Who's hiring you?
Spider Willow.
So you guys are walking. Whoa. You guys are walking down the alleyway. Wait. On your way.
Tippin, real loudly.
Land,
right now.
Tippin, land.
Okay.
All right. I make a couch out of my hands.
My head right. Leans against her thumb. Oh, this is comfy.
Okay, Tippin, quietly now. What about Spider Willow?
He's gonna hire me. Us. People.
Wait, what? How?
He's hiring pixies to find stuff.
This is genius.
It's also
Did they say where?
I knew you'd respect me one day.
Buddy, I pat him on like the shoulder with my the very tip of my. I've always respected your body.
Oh, thanks, man.
Not only is that incredibly smart, it's also a good way to collect pixies for smuggling.
Do you know where? Did they say where you could go to get hired?
Think about that part.
Well, they wouldn't collect all of them because then the ruse would be up.
Oh, that's true.
So only about 10% of them would be boxed up and trafficked.
I don't like that part.
No, I didn't think you would.
But he's hiring pixies and like giving them money.
Interesting. We're gonna explore
that. You can make
that.
Cool stuff out of that money. Like a couch. Let's make a couch.
Like that time we made the couch out of the dare?
Hey, Sandir, do you have any more money?
Let me see.
Can I make a couch?
I do have,
I'll give it back.
Mab?
Okay.
No, don't. Okay.
Tippin, roll a d6.
Also, I've been chomping at the bit while they're doing this. We're talking about the P-50s.
You get very anxious.
That's what they're
so,
called.
So, like, your emotions are, like, moving very quickly.
Oh, good.
And so, like, you went from this, like, drunk, kind of, whoa, to being very anxious about everything.
Okay, he's selling pixies. He's buying pixies, and he's going to trap them and sell them. So we gotta go. We gotta find him. We will.
Well,
why aren't we going right now? Where
are they? You haven't told us yet.
Over by the slide.
Where's the slide? Do you know where
the
slide
is? Where we came in from.
That's where
the slide is at the very end of the city. So it's where all that part of the city falls off.
Oh, it's that part, okay. Actually. It's where
okay,
that
so
part.
He's down there. Do you know where, like what part near the slide?
There is a house with a spider tree on it.
Well, that is.
It's like old and run down.
A calling card, if I've ever heard of one.
Very well.
Sandir, what are you up to at this point? So they're like, you guys are on your way to Borwald, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to ask, when is my duel? Is it today, tomorrow?
It can be like the moment you show up. Okay. They are willing to fight. The invitation was like, whenever you want to show up, we're ready to fight.
Cool. Yeah. So I get out of this tiny little cramped hovel, and I'm like, oh, I need to loosen up. Anybody want to go to Borwald and pick a fight?
Do we want to go there first, or do we want to go to this house first? I'd actually advocate Borwald first.
You know, maybe let's not go to that house.
Roll another d6.
Because Tippin needs
6?
You're drunk again.
Tippin needs to wear off, exactly. He's not used to any...
He's not in any shape for this.
Totally fine. You guys
roll again.
Count on me. Till 6.
Oh, you're even drunker now.
Oh, man. All right. Are you guys always spinning around?
Come here, buddy. Come here.
Oh, my goodness. Come here. This
roll again.
I
put him in, like, my little, like, pocket.
3?
You're sad. You're so sad now.
You're my best friend.
Aw. You're my friend, too. Right?
I just don't ever want to lose you.
You're not gonna lose me, man. You're not gonna lose me.
Yeah, but you've just been
roll
so
one more time.
Connected to others lately. These are tears. I'm an actor, guys. 4.
You're anxious again.
Don't leave me.
I'm not leaving you, buddy. I'm not gonna make sure. I'll make sure nobody, nothing happens to you. We're gonna stay there.
You just make so many rash decisions.
Yeah, you're walking through the world while you're doing this. This whole thing is happening as you guys
are. Yeah, but sometimes they get you killed. Like you put holes in yourself. You got holes in you because of.
And hey, do you want to know that time you dove into the flan? Remember the time you dove into the flan? Think of the flan.
This is what being in love feels like to me.
One more time.
You know?
That's 6 again.
Drunk.
Oh, man.
Remember the flan?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't it so good?
So good.
Right.
How about
okay.
When we get to Borwold, let's see if they got some flan.
So you guys ride the train. Tippin goes through a full range of a ton of big emotions while you guys are on the trolley. And you guys, it's about 8 o'clock at night by the time you guys end up at Borwold. And Borwold is this, like, 8-story brick compound that's in the center of, a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. It's this giant academy. You know Borwold Academy as... It's where they train a lot of their, rough and tumble fighters. Like, a lot of...
Did Woadhall and Borwall ever have a training, like a thing where they meet? They combat together?
So like every year when it comes to the what are they called?
Is there like a tri-fade tournament?
Yeah,
of some kind?
There's a lot of that. Like there's like a lot of in between inter-school competition that happens.
Yeah.
In between like duels and Arcanica and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Borwald would have been pitted against like Turnright and Ivythorn, which are other military academies.
Yeah.
But Woadhall would have gone against them in other things as well.
Okay, cool.
So, like, you know about Borwall. Borwall is one of the only schools that's in the Undercity. Mm-hmm. And they specialize in private security firms. Like, private security firms usually put a lot of money into this school so they can pull out students into their own private security.
Okay.
Some of them go on to become guardians or wardens or something like that, but there's a lot of the... mercenary mentality out of Borwall.
Survival of the fittest.
That's a lot of what they do is survival of the fittest. And the fact that these three are said to be the best fighters in Borwall is a big deal.
Yeah. So we walk up to this building. Mm-hmm. Ah, it's just as presentational and ostentatious as I remember it. Shall we go?
Let's go.
Yes.
How are you feeling, Tip?
Roll a d6.
We're at a scale of 1 to hungover. How are you?
1.
Oh, man.
What is 1?
Mean? Oh, you're in love, man. You got feelings about love.
Oh, man. I'm ready to go. Anywhere.
Anywhere?
Anywhere. I want to go. Okay, let's go there.
Let's do
Let's
it.
Let's go.
As you guys
Let's
start, go, like, man. Walking
Let's
up
go.
The steps, there's...
I'm talking there's, about, like, I'm talking there's, about pocket.
I feel...
He's, like, he's on your
so
shoulder. He's got your ear.
You are
ear.
Close to me. I'm close to you.
And Valar, he's got your ear, and he's, like, putting his head up against, like, let's go.
Let's just
He's, like, whispering
go.
Into your
let's
ear.
Just, let's just
But it's very loud for
go.
You.
We're going together.
Yeah,
you
buddy.
Climb up to the top of the stairs, and at the very top of the stairs, there is a, like, there's a guard there, mm-hmm. basically. He stops you. It's a goblin. It's a goblin guard who stops you and goes, can I help you?
Do you really need an introduction?
Mr. Chundali.
Yes, I believe I'm expected.
It's, You're Sandor Tundali.
I am.
He's like looking at me. You're Sandor Tundali. I'm a fan, sir. He pulls out a knife.
Yeah.
And he's like, would you sign it?
I disarm him.
You're like, He disarms you, and he's like, I was disarmed by Sandor Tundali. Oh, I wanted you to. Oh, he's like, oh god, that hurt. He's like, you twist it, and you hear a like snap.
Oh.
And it's just a little too hard. He's like, oh gosh, no, it's fine. Will you sign the break?
You'll want to get that looked at.
Yeah, just will you sign it, please?
Certainly. Do you have something to write with anyone?
I pull out a pen.
Okay, yes, here you are.
You always
he's like,
have
thank you,
everything.
Thank you. He like
needs.
Reaches out, like, oh, grabs another the knife.
And you know what? I'll sign the dagger
you.
Too.
Oh, thank you so
I
much.
You.
And he puts it away. He's like,
this
you're here for
nice.
The fight.
This
you're,
is nice.
He's like cradling his arm. He goes, oh, you're here for the fight.
Hanging in there.
Yes, naturally.
Oh, that's you want me to announce you, sir?
It would be my pleasure.
Oh, goodness. Oh, thank you so much. And he, like, he's like, please, come in. I'll show you in.
Yes, of course.
Tip and roll me another d6.
Where's the d6? One again.
Deeper, deeper love. I'm going to also say that you have memories suddenly of Jo and her sleeping. And you think about Remy.
Oh.
And you think about Remy and Joe. And you think about the love you have for Owen and Embalar and like Alva and Sandir and all those pixies that you've met it's not even like a sad love, it's like a wonder that you got to meet all these great people. And,
is he still, like, on my shoulder? Or
yeah.
On my ear?
He's, like, he's got your ear in, like, this death grip.
You
know, and, so he brings you in, and he immediately takes you to the center of the school.
Mm-hmm.
And so, outside, it's this 8-story, like, just this square building.
Yeah.
And you step into the center of it, and it's a, like, a pit. It's like a fight pit.
Uh-huh.
This is their quad. Like, their quad is just this fight pit. And there's literally, like, dried blood in places and stuff like that. He's like, just wait here, sir. Wait here. I will go wake up everybody. I mean, nobody's asleep. I mean, everybody's at dinner. But I'll go take care of it. I'll take care of it.
Of course, of course. I'll just be warming up here. The first thing I do is take my shirt off.
My life is a gift.
So you take your shirt off,
year,
and you start,
and
like, going through katas.
I get to spend it with you guys.
And,
we get to spend it with you.
I'm older than my dad.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is leaner because he has that, like, old man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'll amend that. Yeah, that's true.
I'm not quite as
your head's, like,
ripped
I'm
gonna
be or
cut as he is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still, I'm physically larger.
Yeah, physically, like, yeah. He's got that old man stringiness to him.
Yeah.
So
I get to meet so many people.
Roll another
so
d6.
Two.
Oh,
I don't
two.
Know what two is.
Hate.
Oh!
And I just die. All that's gonna happen is I'm just gonna die
so,
and fade away, and you're all gonna forget about
we're
me.
We're not gonna forget. We're never. Tip it. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. We're not gonna forget you, buddy.
I've seen how people treat pixies.
The goblin runs away, and within about 5 minutes, you see lights go on in windows, and like windows open, and there's like people hanging out.
The usual.
You see the usual, and a crowd begins to gather around, and they're like watching. What are you doing, Alma?
I'm gonna slip into this crowd, and use just the bulk of people focused on something else, to try and go downstairs because I want to speak to someone who is on the staff here.
Awesome. That's great. Roll me a stealth. Cool. So you kind of meld into the crowd and work your way down to, like, the kitchens, where there's a bunch of... You find a break room where there's a bunch of fairies who are, like, playing instruments and, like, talking and, like, sharing a pint. It's obviously past work hours for them, so they're like just sitting around, and there are people like showing up, and you two are doing your thing. Do your little,
I'm going to be completely honest. I haven't really caught a lot of all that's happening. I'm dealing with Tippin.
No, that's fine. That's fine. You guys are now at Borwald and...
Well, no, like, that's Imbralar. Like, Imbralar knows where he is. Like, I know where I am, and we're going inside, and Samir took his shirt off, and, yeah, so we're all sitting in here. But I'm just like, I'm dealing with Tippin because your Tip doesn't, like, freak out.
Okay. And so the crowd continues to get bigger, but you head downstairs.
And I take my hat off. Pardon me?
Oh, sorry, miss. What is it? Can we help you?
Pardon me, I was wondering if you could help me. I was sent here to deliver a message, but I wasn't given a name for who to deliver it to.
Oh, of course.
It's from a Sylvani named Connor Scrapewood, and he's trying to get a hold of someone here. It's very important. He's not well. I don't know how he is right now, but I'm to report on how he was.
I feel like you should roll a deceive. Like, you should roll...
Falsehood?
A falsehood. I mean, you're telling the truth, but you're lying about who you are.
All right, I have falsehood at a base of 3, so that would be a 2. And I'm going to add 2 to that, either from... Fairy Hat Maker with an eye for understanding belongs in the background, or once a street rat, always a street rat. I feel would all apply here.
What, he says he has a hundred. Well done, Citizen. Okay. So you say that, and as you say that, the fairy you're talking to goes, I'm sorry, miss, I don't know any Connor, and a slight fairy woman says, you can sit down, Mark, it's all right, I'll take care of it. And she's like, come with me, this miss. Come this way.
Thank you.
And she takes you like down a hallway. As you're walking down the hallway, as you're walking, she turns around lightning quick and like pushes you up against the wall. And she's like, what do you know? What are you doing? Who are you?
Scrapewood twins got in a bit of a bind.
How big?
Big.
How big?
One's dead. One's definitely dead. The other one might be close to it.
Who? Which one? Which one's dead?
Mildred.
How'd it happen? What happened?
They got attacked on the line, and then they got off the line, and then they were at the Ardeo Estate, of all places.
You tell me they died at the Ardeo Estate?
Connor went in to rescue her, and no one's come out. He said to take a message if he didn't report back in time.
Come with me.
He was in a rush. He didn't say who to.
That's dire. And she says... She goes, fine. And you feel as you start to move, she pulls a knife and she puts it at like your side and goes, all right, now I believe you. But it's just the way it's got to happen, all right?
Aye.
All right. And then she puts a bag over your head and takes you downstairs. So we go back to you guys doing stuff.
So where are we? So he's downstairs and he's in the pit. I guess like we're in the stands.
You're like basically you're like in a corner and Tippin sitting there. Tippin, roll a new one.
We're in your corner.
Thank you.
Five.
And again. With a 5, you get.
I don't know 5.
Manic. You get really manic and happy.
I don't even know what to do with this right now.
So as you guys are sitting there, and as you're, there's a big crowd, and like people begin to like come out. They're all in like their evening coats and stuff like that. Everyone's in like, the uniform for Borwald is like khaki. It's like a khaki uniform, high collared coats, lot of like leather, that they wear, and people are like wearing coats, and they're all out there. People are beginning to like. Bet on stuff, not with like money, but with like food and like writing favors and like giving out favors and stuff like that. There
smoke
is a
couple,
yeah, like yeah, smoke sticks and
death sticks.
You want to buy some death sticks?
I don't want to buy anything. Yeah,
your life.
And all that. You notice that there's a lot of fairies. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of goblins. There's a few high fae. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of half genes. Mm-hmm. That's mostly what's going on here. There's a couple of, you catch glimpses of humans sitting in windows and like watching and like smoking and like being there for the fight. You see an inner... Go for it.
I want to roll a notice. Who has the fanciest brooch that looks easiest to take?
Okay, roll me a notice. You see that there's a lot of...
I don't see anything. But I am a pixie collector.
Awesome. You notice that the pit that you're in is a bunch of steps to, like, a square at the very bottom. And there's... the crowd then begins to part. Mm-hmm. And there's a cheer that rises out. As you turn and look, you're like in like a tree pose, like you get your leg up, you have your strike behind your back, and you're like in a meditation pose.
Yeah.
Waiting. And you see them come in. And the first one, oh man.
There's three challengers, yes?
Yeah, three challengers. There's an official looking woman just off to where you are.
Next to where I am?
Next to where you guys are.
Okay.
Actually, you see her, she's sitting in grandstands with a bunch of what look like other teachers. Mm-hmm. And she's sitting in the center, and she's got a big, beautiful gold brooch.
I can take it, right? I can do it. Nope. I can totally do it. Right. Tippin attempts to zip away.
Imberlar is on high alert because he has a high Tippin.
Mm-hmm.
And Imberlar is like, I'm going to argue that gives him a bonus.
I can take it.
Okay, I'm going to give you a +1 because he's paying attention. You get a high Tippin understanding going on here.
That would be notice.
Yep.
And I'm going to add a +2, because that's a 2. And I'm going to say, not again.
Not again. That's perfect. So it was a 4?
4.
I got a 1.
Okay. So you're able to reach, like, it's not even, so he goes and you go.
He's like on my ear still talking. He's like,
I could totally take it.
Roll me a d6.
3.
Sad again.
That makes perfect sense.
Oh, no one ever notices.
I notice you, bud.
So you see them walk in.
Yeah.
The first one is a Johnny. Mm-hmm. It's a Johnny woman. Who she's got coloration like a clear day. So she's just like sky blue, sky blue with red hair, and it's all like bound up in like that horse like braid. She's got horse braid type thing going on.
Nice.
And she walks in, and you see that she's wearing loose-fitting clothing, she's wearing the uniform, and she's got, like, a coil of rope, like, at her belt. And on that coil of rope is this, like, three-prong grappling hook thing, mechanism, and she comes down, and she steps into the pit with you, and she, like, takes off her coat, she's got, like, a tank top thing going on, and she, like, goes, and, like, she's, like, wrapping her hands. She's got a bunch of friends who are, like, prepping with her. The next one that comes down is a very slight Sylvani woman or female. And she's got palm tree. She's based off of a palm tree, so she's got kind of grayish skin, and her hair is kind of like spiky and like light green. And she also comes down, and she's very slim and very slight. And she takes off her coat and, like, begins to wrap her hands, and she, like, pulls out, like, a rod strike and, like, flips it around a bunch of times. And the last one to come in is a huge, huge Ifriti. And he walks in, he's not even wearing a shirt at this point. And when he comes in, everyone's like, yeah! Like, loses their minds. They call him Sal. They're like, Sal, 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 Sal. And behind him, three guys are carrying a sword with him. And it's like, they have it like on their shoulders as they bring it in. And it's his size, it's his, as tall as he is, this giant square blade. You know, it's called a strong blade. And he comes in and, like, pulls it out of the sheath. And, as they pull it out, they go, slasher, 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 and he like pulls it out with this.
Does he have a mechanical arm? Can he have a mechanical arm?
I'm gonna say he does. Yes. He does have a mechanical arm.
Nice.
So like he's like he doesn't have a shirt on. You see that this mechanical arm.
Oh my god.
Goes all the way across, and it actually creeps across his chest to part of his shoulder. But he's got this like mechanical arm. It's like made of brass looking stuff. And it's, you know, clicking and like clicking and whirring as he like walks around. He like moves it, and as he moves it, you hear it go, it wind up as he like flexes his fingers.
Oh, that's cool. Cool.
And he like pulls, he pulls this giant two-bladed strong blade. Swoom, you hear it ring, and everyone's like, yeah!
Nice.
And he poof, sets it in the ground, and you hear that this woman, she's a fairy, who's in the grandstand, she stands up, and she's like, silence, silence, please. And there's a lot of, like, everyone kind of hushes down. She goes, we thank you, Sandir Chundali, for coming and accepting the challenge of these our finest students. And everybody claps. There's a couple of boo, boo, boo. But there's like, he's so dreamy. and you hear like close, he's like, yeah, he totally is. Yeah, look at him. She goes, as you are our guest, you may choose. First opponent.
I think it makes sense to start with the best of you. Come on.
They all step forward, and they all kind of look at each other real quick, and they're like, and the Sylvani's like, ah, shove off, and she moves in.
Okay.
Yeah. And so she steps out, and she's like whirling the rod strike.
Cool.
Like flipping it like around her neck, and it's like tapping it as she like walks around.
Okay.
You also notice she has a knife as well.
Okay.
So she pulls the rod strike and then pulls the knife as well, and like.
Cool.
Like. Clacks them together.
Nice.
And moves into it. I want Tippin to roll again.
I feel so small.
Oh. Hate. You feel so small. And I want you to roll a luck.
Neutral.
I'm gonna say that it's you're not out of it yet, but You're
wearing down.
You're wearing down. Like your little system is like pumping this through. So Alva, you feel that you're being led downstairs. And just when you think you can go no lower, you continue to go lower.
I'm trying to keep as best track of this as I can.
She takes you on like twists, turns. I want you to roll a notice, see if you can figure out.
That'll be a one. Can I add two to it with belongs in the background or with an eye for understanding or okay maybe not.
I mean, choose one and tell me why.
Once a street rat, always a street rat. The terrain in the nastier, more slummy parts of Amengrad is absolutely horrible. For one, so you have to deal with that. Also, she's worked for years as a domestic, and if this is the downstairs of this school, yes, it's bigger than what she might be used to in a manor house, but there's probably a similar architectural structure.
Cool. I'm going to say that's good. So you can add +2 to that. So it's cool. A what?
So +2, that makes it a 3 because it was a 1 after that.
Awesome. Okay. So you, as you're trying to keep track of it as you're going, and you're just about to, like, feel like you can get a pretty good sense of the twists and turns. You don't really know where you're going, but you get like it's a left and a right, and a left and a right, and you can't really. But you continue to go down, moving on a spiral staircase.
Going down.
And then as you think we can go no further, like this has to be the depth. You hear a, and you like walk on something, and hear a, as you start going straight down.
I'm a cannibal.
At the very bottom, you go for like a couple of like minutes, and it opens, and you're led again, left, right, right, left, 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 right, straight, and you go into a door, and immediately there's a, what's this? What's going on here? And you hear the voice of the fairy go, she says she's got news. She's got news of the Scrapewoods. Says they're in a bit of a bind.
I shut my eyes under the bag.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, all right. And you feel someone get close to you and go, tell us what.
Okay, so they're not taking the bag off. Never mind. Connor said that someone took Mildred off the train after there was a scrap and that she was at the Ardeo estate, and he took half a dozen boys, or maybe more. He took a Ooh-ha-ha, was it? That was the name. He took them all. They thought that Mildred was going to be interrogated and killed there. They said, like as not, she were dead. And they said if they didn't come back at a after a certain bit of time, that I was to come here and say what had happened.
That was, what, like, 10 hours ago? 12 hours ago? Yesterday?
How long has it been?
Like, it took you 8 hours, and that was maybe a couple hours before that. 6 hours before that, so it's been, like, 12, 14 hours.
How long did it take to, how long did the train ride take?
Train ride took, let's see, I said you guys started at dawn, which is about 5, and you got here about 3?
Because the time I want to give them for when I was told to wait until was the time right before
the
boring
thing
of train.
Like doing the math. Yeah. So I'm going to say that you counted out, you give them the correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah, I can't count that out either.
Yeah, I'm not going to count that out. And they're like, all right, send a pixie to go find out, see if that's true. We'll keep it here, make sure she ain't lying. And they like.
There was something else, if there's someone I can talk to. Connor said there's a Nyadi he were wanting to speak to. He wouldn't give me a name. He said he wouldn't. He said it wasn't for the likes of me. But he said that this is a Nyadi what knows how to bend people's minds, and that you'd know who it was.
Why would he want you to speak to the boss?
I think he...
Yeah, you got a message for the boss?
Connor said he were real worried about Mr. Twitchwiggler. That he had something up his sleeve.
You know what this is? You know what Mr. Twitchwiggler is? Did he tell you what it was? You
he
better tell us now.
He said Mildred wrote it down.
You have it?
No.
Did...
Well, it's in code.
But so you have that, you have the code book?
No, I don't. I have what, he repeated a bit of it to me. But I'm only to say it in front of the...
You hear her? I think she's lying. She's twisted up in her words. I think she's lying. And you hear, like, scrattling of like, chairs and stuff as people begin to step up. I'm going to jump to you.
Okay.
Roll me another D6, Tippin.
One.
Love, exciting and new.
L is for the
Come
way.
Along, Tippin's expecting you. It's Joe. Anyway, she starts out.
Yeah.
And she like moves into it, and you hear firma, 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 firma. And so she like flips it around back and forth, takes the knife, and you see the knife like flip through her fingers. This is the Johnny. No, this is the Savanni, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And she goes, all right then. Let's go, shall we?
Yeah. Are we at melee range right now?
I'm gonna say yeah. You're,
okay.
She made the mistake of getting too close to you.
Right.
I can see what Owen saw.
I would like to let her attack first.
Okay. So the way this works is both of you will roll fight. So it's basically, you're basically rolling a defend against her fight.
Sure. That is a 5. No, sorry, a 7, because I'm also using my art, the Chindali School of Staves.
God, you're so awesome. Emmy says that, like, as he's sitting there. He's just like, he sees, like, Sendir kind of just, like, lower his guard just slightly, and I'm like, oh, this girl has no idea what's about to come. She's so awesome.
All right. So, wow.
Is that a crit?
Just give me, yeah.
At this point, I'm fighting defensively. I'm learning her style. I don't have any.
You don't get time.
Oh, I don't. Okay. Oh, she rolled it.
So this is what happens. Just this first one. So she's like, all right. And so she runs in and she immediately like goes for the hit and then brings in the knife and she's like, does the feint. Uh-huh. And you see it a mile away. Mm-hmm. Like it's a mile away. And it's literally you sit there and she's bringing this around and you like take two fingers and just displace and you don't even use, you like, you grab the, you take your staff and you choke up all the way up on it, displace right into her neck. Like you okay. go.
I don't want to hit her yet.
Oh, okay.
I want to wait until the next one to hit her.
Okay, okay. So you do that, you just displace and you just kind of step out of the way. Like. Yeah. All you do is like walk towards her, displace, move out of the way. Yeah. And she goes.
And when this happens, I say, not bad.
She turns around and you can attack.
Okay. So I'm attacking her, but I'm, try again. So that's another 7.
She does. I mean, she really
so
tries.
This is what she does, right? She's got her rod strike. And she comes at me with a side blow to the head. I parry it with my staff strike. I switch my grip. I pull my staff strike up and whiz right past her head as a warning shot. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm creating water magic with the strike.
Uh-huh.
And the water comes up past her head like a wave. My staff comes up, and then I twist it. The water grabs her by the head, and then I pull the staff strike down, pulling her down, and then I kick... behind myself, like a hacky sack move, right? And I kick her right in the face, and then she stumbles backwards, and I say, perhaps all three of you should fight me at once.
Oh, man. And she turns around, like, she's been knocked a couple of different times. She's like, she goes down on one knee, and turns around in, like, a rage. She's like, ah! And she throws the knife and then, like, goes at you.
That's still a 7.
Okay. so she throws the knife. You deflect it. So it's the simplest deflection in the world. You literally just move it to the side and it, tink, flies off. And she comes in with this. She's basically, you see that there is a bunch of earth magic behind it.
Uh-huh.
So basically it's trailing a bunch of like thorns that are gonna like come down on you. How do you defend it?
Well, the Chandali School of Staves it's a style that focuses on redirection.
Mm-hmm.
And so as these thorns are coming at me, I actually, I imagine we're like 5 feet away or something.
Yeah,
she's doing a little bit of a ranged attack. She's scared of me at this point.
Yeah, she is.
So I actually just hold my staff like this, and I pirouette in place, and water comes up and grabs all the thorns and launches them back at her, and they all zip past her enough to just barely scratch her all over the place. And I'm like, you don't want to try that again. You're going to get hurt.
So like she's done that and then she like rushes in, so you get another attack.
Okay, great. That's gonna be a 6.
Okay. So she rushes in, so it's your attack.
Yeah.
And you beat her soundly.
Yeah.
So
I sweep the staff across the ground in front of me and it sprays water up like a blistering water blast that basically makes her do a backflip and she lands on her stomach on the ground.
Okay. And I think at that point she lands and is done. Like she lands, she's scalded, she kind of rolls out of the way and everyone is silent. Like as that, like everyone is silent as this whole interaction happened between the two of you. Before it was like, yeah. And they watch you play with her. Literally just play with her. And she's done. And the moment she's done, in comes the Johnny.
Yeah.
The Johnny like reaches and she grabs this rope from her belt and she begins to whirl it around with the weighted end.
Yeah.
She's like doing a lot of flips back and forth, and there's she wraps it around her body and then wraps it around the other way with the momentum. And that's her attack on you. Because the moment she goes down, she rushes in and she throws this thing. It's got good reach on it.
Sure. And that's going to be an 8.
Man, okay. how do you deflect this towards her?
So I actually just jump to the side barely, and then I charge at her. And I want to wrap her up in some water and bring her over to Sal so that we can just go ahead and get this over with.
Okay, awesome. Sal, like... So you have her, she's wrapped up in water, and you move up to Sal.
Yeah.
And Sal immediately is like, "Kang!" And he both of you attack.
Oh, that's a 4.
Oh, nice. Okay. So you move up to Sal. So you're like, you have her wrapped up in water, and you move up to Sal, and he's got the blade, and he parries you do like a quick warning shot at him, and he steps off to the side, blocks it. He like moves the blade to the other hand and then shoots fire at you. Both of you, and you, how do you deflect this? It doesn't hit you, but you both got 4s. So you both are like...
Okay, gotcha. So I come to strike at him with this warning shot, right? And then he throws fire at me. And actually what happens is I just lift up my elbows, and this water splashes up all around me and intercepts the fireball.
Sweet. And so it turns to steam around you. And the two of you go into the sequence because you were evenly matched in that moment, where you do that, and he basically does like punches, kicks, and you're like block, 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 move back and forth.
This is the Johnny?
No, this is the Ifriti.
Yeah.
Because the Johnny's like wrapped up in water, and she's
right. Okay, cool. I was like, things are moving really fast. I was like, what?
She's trying to get out of the water. Okay.
Okay.
So she gets out of the water. Yeah. So she basically, like, wraps up the water in air. She, like, does an air blast that sends the water everywhere. And so it sends it into the air and then begins to fall as rain as both of them attack you.
Okay.
So I'm going to roll just for the two of them. So it's your turn to attack.
Then I want to incapacitate one of them. I've had enough fun talking around. I have the reputation of the school to consider. That's an 8.
Okay. Which one do you want to take out?
Let's do Sal. He's the big guy.
Okay.
So, what happens, the Johnny's still coming in from behind me, right? And, I see that Sal's coming down with the strike, so I parry it just enough so that it slams down right in front of
this giant sword, moves past you and cracks into the stone.
Yeah, so I slam it down and then immediately slap, 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 slap right on his face 4 times with the staff strike.
Sweet. So you get him a bunch of different times and he like drops, lets go of the sword and goes backwards. I'm not gonna say he's out, but he's incapacitated enough that you, you're fighting both of them.
Yeah.
So you incapacitate that one, roll another attack on the...
And I imagine Sal's bigger than me. Oh, maybe he's as much as a foot taller than
me. He's at least 7'3". God, he's giant.
And then for our dear Johnny friend, that's going to be... You know what? I'm going to spend some of this and see if I can get higher. That would have been a 7, but I'm Sandir Chindali.
you can always just add a 2 to it as well.
Is that one of your things?
I'm just going to go ahead and add 2. This was the reroll, so now I can spend this and add 2. Okay, so I got a 9.
How do you completely obliterate Fitz?
So I've just done all these strikes to this guy's head, right? And immediately I sweep down, and the water wells up from the ground and makes this Johnny woman go into a full split. And then my staff strike comes around and doesn't hit her in the chest. It pushes her down backwards. And then I say, "I think we've had enough of a demonstration for today."
And she's in the splits on the ground, she basically she does like a flip backwards and then air steps around you.
Okay.
So she like solidifies the air into steps, and she goes higher up there and then drops down, pulling a short blade to bring it down on you.
Great. Do I need to roll for this?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Sounds good. That's an 8 for me.
Okay. So she starts to bring this blade down, and you didn't even move. You just watched her go. And she's coming down behind you, and all you do is you just take your staff and put it behind you.
Oh,
you
wait.
Don't even, go for
I
it.
I have
yeah.
an idea. So I've just done this. I actually just take my staff strike and I put it down, like holding it in ready position.
Mm-hmm.
But the act of pushing it down pushes a gigantic wave of water up behind me,
mm-hmm.
and it catches her, and she slams into the ground right at my feet.
Yeah, she lands like into the ground, water sprays everywhere. And as that happens, you hear, Sal is coming straight at you. No sword, just fists on fire.
I'll drop my staff strike.
And so the two of you go into this final, because she's out.
That's a 9 for me.
Tell me, how do you knock out Sal?
Yeah, so I'm going to turn around and grab his arms. Actually, I'm going to let his arms move past me and jump up, wrap my arm around his neck, and put him into a sleeper hold.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, like, strangle him down to the ground.
Yeah, so it's that beautiful moment in Princess Bride where Wesley takes down Fezzik,
mm-hmm, yeah.
where all this has happened, and it's happened in, like, less than a minute,
mm-hmm.
all of this has gone on. And people aren't even cheering because it's going so quickly. And it gets to the point where he brings up, you do all that and go around Sal and put your arm around him and sleeper hold him.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want to go down. And so he thrashes back and forth and you just hold firm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's silent as he like drops to one knee, drops to two knees. Drops one hand, and then on his face.
Cool. So, can I do an intro? Whenever you're ready.
And you do that, and, like, the air is still thick with, like, rain coming down, because she mm-hmm. sent all that air, water into the air. And you get an outro. How do you do it?
Yeah, so they're all three on the ground, incapacitated at this point, and I'm going to stand up and blow a kiss to each one of them. And then I'm going to turn to the crowd. This has been a demonstration of the basic techniques of the Chundali School of Staves. For any of you who would like to study under us, you are welcome to submit an application and we will review it when the time comes. Thank you to the Borwald Military Academy and, of course, to all of the no doubt capable instructors.
God.
It is silent as you walk out. All you do as you're walking out, there's the clack.
Yeah.
Clack, clack, as you step out of the arena and begin to leave.
He's amazing.
Telling me, man.
Tippin, I want you to roll a d6 real quick.
Even deeper love. Just so amazing.
He's a good guy.
Could you teach me something?
Probably could if you asked.
Emmy, do you what do? Like, you saw this whole thing happen.
I'm not surprised at all. if anything, I'm surprised he let it go on that long. So he comes over and I guess like he's taking notes and I was like,
what'd you think?
Well, now, surely you didn't get slower in your old age.
Oh, no. These were the basic techniques. It was a demonstration.
Ah, very well. Because how respectable of you.
Yes, well.
Because I was actually had a bet going on in my mind if it was going to last 5 seconds or 3 seconds per fight.
I decided not to let it last longer than 60.
Ah, very respectable.
There were three of them.
Yes. And I did catch you say all three at once. That's where I thought it was going to go from the beginning.
I'm surprised I didn't wisen up.
You did warn them.
Yes, yes. Where is our friend Ms. Goldfinch?
And we jump to you, Alva.
and
Wingman!
Can you let me speak? Just
please, please, please.
All right, look here. That last bit... Right, it's not right, so I only said it because this is what Connor said to me, and I didn't think it would be enough to get in, but he wants me to tell it straight to the boss because it's personal. It's got something to do with 10 years ago and some mad Nyati's broken out of prison and he's coming.
Ooh, Nice. I want you to roll me a talk.
All right. So that was to re-roll. I have a one. This makes it a two of eye for understanding.
Okay.
So, or sorry, it makes it a three with that two.
So the moment you say that, you hear all the chairs clatter and they stood up and they're moving towards you and you back up and you begin to say these things. And the moment you say that, everyone stops. All right, then. Take it to the boss. We're going to end the episode right there.
End of episode. Thanks for listening to Warda. Warda was created by Ali Grauer and Drew Murgieski. The players are Alexis Cohen-Penna as Alva Goldfinch, Eli Kurtz as Sandir Chundali, Justin Blankenship as Emberlar Ardeo, and Frank Gasparo as Tippin. The music for Warda was written by Arnie Parrott. He can be found at atptunes.com. Be sure to subscribe to WelcomeToWarda.com for updates. Follow us on Twitter at WelcomeToWarda and send us your thoughts. We can be reached at WelcomeToWarda@gmail.com. We love hearing comments, questions about the world, and anything else you might come up with. And if you feel like supporting what we do, you can contribute to patreon.com/whimsyartifice. We'd love to have you join us. That's all for now. Thank you for listening.